mean, they can handle a lot more, like you're saying. And, you know, it was just, he just ran a good business because he was the only one in southeastern Oklahoma that knew how to work on radios that we knew of.
Well, see, E.F. Johnson, the American company, wasn't so afraid of the FCC because they didn't have to worry about import regulations. So, yeah, these American companies didn't worry. So the first radios were putting out full 5 watts and the full 100% modulation, you know. That was the difference. But then the Japanese got into it, and the FCC really watched them like a hawk, so they had to be very careful. So what they would do is put out a radio with 50% modulation and like 3 or 4 watts at the most, 3 watts. So